Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 22nd. Happy Resurrection Day. And I am reading from the New International Version and then the New Living Translation when we pick up in the book of Ezekiel. Today we begin with Colossians chapter 3, and the title in my Bible says, Living as Those Made Alive in Christ. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters. Mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. Before we move on, I just wanted to let you know that we are moving into a section of Psalms called the Royal Psalms. This is Psalm 93 through 99. And these Royal Psalms describe God as King. And so today in the Psalm, God is seen as majestic and all-powerful and mighty. And so I think it is good for us as we go through these Psalms to collect the words associated with our royal king and bank them so that we can use them in prayer, so that we can remind ourselves of who God is, that in the face of what seems like chaos, God is all-powerful. He is mightier than the breakers in the sea, as the psalm says. Another comforting aspect from this psalm is that the Lord is seated on the throne. This is a picture of the fact that God is in control. He is on the throne. And so we remember and we rejoice, Lord, that while we don't know the next step or we can't understand, we acknowledge that you are on the throne and you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are eternal. You have seen the past, the present, and the future, and yours is the glory. Okay, let's move over now to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in Ezekiel chapter 26, verse 15 through the end of the chapter. And I'll just remind you that we continue on in the section of Ezekiel where Ezekiel is calling out all of Israel's neighbors and is condemning them for their sin. The title in my Bible today says, "The Effect of Tyre's Destruction." This is what the Sovereign Lord says to Tyre. "The whole coastline will tremble at the sound of your fall, as the screams of the wounded echo in the continuing slaughter. All the seaport rulers will step down from their thrones and take off their royal robes and beautiful clothing. They will sit on the ground, trembling with horror at what they have seen. Then they will wail for you, singing this funeral song. O famous island city, once ruler of the sea, how you have been destroyed. Your people, with their naval power, once spread fear around the world. Now the coastlands tremble at your fall. The islands are dismayed as you pass away. For the Sovereign Lord says, I will make Tyre an uninhabited ruin. You will sink beneath the terrible waves of enemy attack. Great seas will swallow you. I will send you to the pit to lie there with those who descended there long ago. Your city will lie in ruins, buried beneath the earth, like those in the pit who have entered the world of the dead. Never again will you be given a position of respect here in the land of the living. I will bring you to a terrible end, and you will be no more. You will be looked for, but you will never be found. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As we close, I want to go back to the words of Colossians 3 that are often used in weddings. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. And so, Father, we ask that you would help us to be a people who bear the marks of Christ, the mark of compassion and kindness and humility, gentleness and patience. We pray, Lord, that if there is someone in our lives whom we need to forgive, that you would help us. And we pray, Lord, for those who need to forgive others, that they would see that you have forgiven them. And so the only response is to forgive themselves. And I pray, Lord, that over all of these things, that you would bathe us with love, remind us of your great love in Jesus our Lord, and help us to be a people who love one another through grace and generosity. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.